Encumbrances. A claim, lien, charge, or liability attached to and binding real property is an encumbrance. Encumbrances place limitations on property owners. Some common examples of encumbrances are liens, easements, encroachments, restrictions, and leases. An encumbrance diminishes the property rights of the owner. Some encumbrances are desirable, as they afford us the services we need. Utility easements, while others are negative, as they limit our ability to freely use our own property, such as easements for ingress and egress, onto other property. Some encumbrances are freely given like mortgage liens, while others are taken or come with the property like deed restrictions. In any case, almost all properties have some type of encumbrances against them. The legal method of removing an encumbrance is to obtain a release. Liens. A claim, lien, charge, or liability attached to and binding real property is an encumbrance. A lien is a claim or right that a creditor has over a debtor's property to ensure repayment of a debt, allowing the lienholder to sell the property if the creditor defaults. A lienholder does not own the property that is encumbered. Instead, the holder has an interest that, in some cases, may result in the foreclosure of the property. Common examples of liens include mortgages and trust deeds, tax liens, judgments and attachments, and mechanics liens. Liens can be specific or general. A specific lien attaches to one or more specific or named properties, e.g., a mortgage. A general lien attaches to all the property of the debtor that is not exempt from a forced sale, e.g., a judgment or IRS lien. Recording is required for a judgment to become a lien. Liens may also be categorized as voluntary, involuntary, statutory, or equitable. A voluntary lien is freely given, usually as collateral for a loan. A mortgage lien is a typical example of a voluntary lien. An involuntary lien is placed on the property against the owner's wishes. Common examples of involuntary liens include judgments and tax liens. Because it is created by law, a tax lien would also be a statutory lien. Equitable liens arise out of common law. A judgment for unpaid debts would be an example of an involuntary equitable lien against real estate. Vendor-seller or vendee-buyer liens are examples of equitable liens. Mortgages and trust deeds. The most common voluntary liens are mortgages and trust deeds. Borrowers freely borrow money from lenders, using the property as collateral. Mortgages and trust deeds are encumbrances to real property because they impose the lender's claim, right, or interest in it. The lender's rights restrict the borrower's ability to fully control, transfer, or use the property as they wish. A borrower cannot sell, transfer, or refinance the property without first addressing the loan balance. The lender can foreclose on the property if they do not repay the loan. A trust deed creates a conditional transfer of the property to the trustee, a neutral third party, not the lender or the borrower, who holds the property in trust for the lender until the borrower pays off the loan. The conditional transfer creates the encumbrance. As with a deed of trust, the mortgage is used to secure repayment of a loan and stipulates the events that will amount to a default that can result in foreclosure. Tax liens. Another example of an encumbrance is a tax lien. Non-payment of federal or state taxes creates a legal claim by a government or municipal entity that places a lien on all of the debtor's personal and real property to secure payment for the owed taxes. A lien secures the state's interest in a homeowner's property when they do not pay their tax debt. Tax liens take priority over all other claims. When a property is sold in foreclosure, the tax lien must be satisfied before other debts or obligations. Tax liens are involuntary, statutory liens that take priority over all other liens or claims on the property. They create a cloud on a property's title, creating uncertainty regarding ownership and preventing the owner from selling or refinancing the property until the tax lien is resolved. Non-payment of special assessments also creates a lien against real property to be paid before other liens. The quickest way to release a tax lien is to pay the lien in full, including interest, penalties, and fees. Judgments and attachments. A court can create a legal obligation requiring a debtor to pay a creditor a specific amount of money. The creditor can place a lien on the debtor's real and personal property to secure the debt, ensuring they receive the money they are owed. If the creditor fails to satisfy the debt, the debtor will receive repayment from the proceeds of the property's sale. A creditor registers its judgment lien on all of the debtor's real property with the county recorder by filing an abstract of judgment, summarizing the court's decision. This process creates a lien on all of the debtor's real property in that county. The judgment creditor must file one abstract of judgment for each county where they plan to record the lien. If, for example, a debtor owns multiple properties in one county, one abstract of judgment is sufficient. If the debtor owns one property in Harris County and two in Travis County, the creditor would file one abstract in each county. A judgment lien clouds the title to a property, rendering it difficult to transfer until the debtor pays the money judgment in full or negotiates a settlement, releasing the lien. Judgment liens remain attached to the property for 10 years, after which they automatically expire unless the judgment creditor renews them with the court before expiration. Judgment liens are lower in priority than tax liens, mortgages, or trust deeds, and will be paid after they are satisfied. Please note that a portion of the equity in the debtor's primary residence is protected up to a certain amount under the homestead exemption. Lien priority after tax liens and mortgage/trust deed liens is determined by the order in which the liens were recorded. Liens recorded before other liens take priority. One way a creditor can ensure that a debtor cannot sell off assets before a court hands down a judgment is to apply for an attachment. A creditor filing a lawsuit against a debtor can ask the court to issue a writ of attachment, which is a prejudgment imposing a lien on the specified non-exempt property of the defendant, debtor. The property is seized under the attachment, and the lien will remain in place until the court renders the final judgment. An attachment is an encumbrance as it burdens the property owner, preventing them from disposing of the property. An attachment protects the creditor's, plaintiff's interests by preventing the defendant from selling off or transferring real property and other assets before the judgment. If the defendant declares bankruptcy, the plaintiff has a secured interest in the property to satisfy the debt. The secured position gains priority over other unsecured creditors and often expedites a settlement. Attachments are not automatic, and the plaintiff must prove to the court that their claim has probable validity. They must also convince the court that there is a significant risk that the defendant will attempt to liquidate their assets before the final judgment, rendering them insolvent. Courts typically do not issue attachments for the property of individuals. Most cases of attachment pertain to commercial debtors arising out of the conduct of a business, trade, or profession. Liens can be specific and voluntary, or general and involuntary. For example, a trust deed is a specific voluntary lien as it applies to one specific piece of property for which the debtor voluntarily borrowed money. On the other hand, a tax lien is an example of a general involuntary lien as it affects all property owned by the debtor, and the debtor certainly did not ask for it. Property taxes create the highest priority lien against property and will always be paid first in the case of foreclosure. Texas subscribes to the first-in-time, first-in-right system of lien priority. Generally, the earliest recorded lien is the one with priority. For example, a first mortgage is senior to a second mortgage. However, property taxes create the highest priority lien on real property and will be satisfied before a mortgage or deed of trust, followed by other recorded liens. Mechanics liens take priority not by the date they were filed, but by the date the work commenced. Other encumbrances. Real property is subject to many other potential encumbrances, including covenants, conditions, and restrictions, CC and Rs, are the deed restrictions that control the use of property in architectural style. Private deed restrictions are limitations placed in a deed when property is conveyed to a new owner. As a rule, these deed restrictions apply to all future owners, easements for ingress and egress and utilities, environmental hazardous substances and conditions. Radon is a naturally occurring, colorless, and odorless gas produced by the decay of radioactive materials in rocks under the ground. Radon enters homes through the foundations. UD does not require radon testing for FHA loans. Mitigation is the term used to describe methods used to lower levels of radon in homes and other buildings. Asbestos is used to insulate pipes, chimneys, and roofs. It is also used in flooring materials and siding. Problems arise in its removal because the dust can be extremely hazardous. Asbestos is said to be friable. There is no duty for the seller to remediate the presence of asbestos, only to disclose it. The area must be sealed off, and then the asbestos removed. The building does not have to be tented. It is better to encapsulate asbestos than to remove it. An asbestos abatement plan outlines the method to handle the control of asbestos found in a property. Urea formaldehyde foam insulation, UFFI, is pumped into walls as a foam where it hardens and insulates. Moisture softens the hardened material and causes the release of hazardous gas. Lead is found in paint, pipes, and soil, and is hazardous when eaten or inhaled in dust particles. The lead paint disclosure is required for all properties built before 1978, as older homes may have lead plumbing. The seller is responsible for providing the lead paint disclosure that allows buyers to waive their right to a lead inspection. There is no duty to remediate lead. Landfills or waste disposal sites that are improperly constructed can lead to groundwater contamination. Know the locations and disclose them. Recommend water testing. Underground storage fuel tanks, old, rusty, or leaking containers, can cause groundwater contamination. Sometimes found on both commercial and residential properties, these are commonly called USTs, recommend water testing. Farming herbicides and pesticides are other sources of groundwater contamination. Recommend water testing. Electromagnetic fields, or EMFs, caused by high-tension power lines are a controversial topic. Know their location and disclose it. Important terms. Greenfields are parcels of land that have never been developed. Grayfields are parcels of land capable of redevelopment. Examples of grayfields include once viable buildings, like shopping malls and box stores, tenants vacated and left as empty shells. Brownfields are sites known or suspected to be hazardous that usually occupied by industrial manufacturers or chemical plants. Wetlands, also known as mires, swamps, or marshes, serve as a link between land and water, where the water covers the soil or is present at or near the surface of the soil all year or for varying periods during the year. The Environmental Protection Agency regulates many wetlands.